Boise State's offense is going to be a group that will revolve around quarterback Brett Rippon, and everybody's talking about, you know, they want to see Brett take the next step to be even better as a junior than we've seen him as freshman and sophomore. And Chris, I think he's going to have some work to do bringing along a group of receivers that don't have a whole heck of a lot of experience.
Apparently the Mountain West thinks he might take a step back, right? Because if he was first team All-Conference for 2 years and he was preseason, not first team All-Conference this year, I can only think that you expect him to take a step back. Is that a crazy assumption? Or do you think Josh Allen will take that much of a leap where he will just jump all over Brett Rippon and in front of him and be the quarterback du jour of this conference? No, that's why I think it's crazy. I think Brett Rippon, for somebody to have all conference honors for 2 years in a row, including last year when, you know, Josh Allen's team did beat Brett Rippon's team, but you look at their seasons, and I think Rippon, even if he didn't reach all the expectations that you had for him in a sophomore year, he was still really good. And you expect all quarterbacks from their sophomore year to their junior year really get a command of an offense, especially a Boise State offense that it seems like in the coaching staff has a little bit more consistency this year on the offensive side of the ball. So we'll get to see Rippon a lot more comfortable this year.
All right, let's see where Zach Hill through the first couple weeks of camp thinks that Rippon has improved.
First thing that I've seen with this fall camp with Brett is that he's really feeling the pocket a lot better. You know, he was going into this offseason, was pushing to be a little bit more athletic in the pocket, feeling things, creating time. He's actually taken off on a few runs, you know, here and there too. You know, if things break down and he sees a lane and he's starting to go now, which wasn't really in his mentality, you know, before. So he's really pressed and with all that stuff. And I think our offense, you know, whether it's working scramble drill or just being able to take off on a third and four and go get it himself, I think you're going to see a few of those situations this year.
Can that pocket awareness be taught? Because that was one of the hidden strengths of a Kellen Moore, for example. And I think there were some games last year where it was really put in focus. I think Wyoming, especially with Brett and that pocket awareness thing. Was that something that you guys really stressed, or is that something that this has to come with playing more? Or?
I think it's all of the above. Yeah. You know, we're trying to work drills where they're feeling different stunts or different, you know, pocket awarenesses or drop step escape type drills, or you know, where they've got to move in the pocket and create some time. So yes, we're doing that. It comes from those team situations where now the defensive line is rushing you, and now you're seeing it on film. Hey, we could have slid up here, and you're starting to see him do those things and feel it and be able to keep his eyes downfield and still make throws or once in a while take off.
I think that's one of the areas, Chris, where, you know, if you sidestep, and Moore was by no means a scrambler, but he was a guy that could just move a couple of steps to his left or right, avoid a rush, and complete a pass. I think that's something that if Rippon can improve in that category, I think it'll go a long way for him to get more completions and more yards downfield.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was that a point of emphasis going into last season? I thought it was. I thought I heard a lot of that going into last season because the sack total was a little bit high. And, you know, Brett Rippon saw that and said, all right, that's one of the things I want to correct. I want to be a little bit more mobile in the pocket. And do you think he made an improvement in that last year from his freshman year?
Probably some, but I think they're probably looking for a bigger step. But I thought the thing that they kept harping on last year was the deep ball. Let's go deep, let's go deep. Mm-hmm. Was what I think they, if you said what did they harp on the most, I would have said that last year. But again, it's a lot of everything. And I think Rippon coming in early did not get the redshirt year that Kellen Moore got, where, you know, you got to sit around and, you know, learn and get better. You know, was thrown right into the fire basically in week three with the injury to Ryan Finley. And, you know, I think he's been a very good quarterback. But when you follow some of the guys here at Boise State and what the Broncos have done, you know, a pretty good quarterback, very good quarterback, isn't as good as excellent.
Yeah.
You know?
The quarterback seasons that have been here have been pretty incredible. And last year, the counting stats at the end looked pretty good. I thought, you know, there was some inconsistency within the offense and some of that falls. And it's hard for me to, like, decide blame or to, like, even single out any one person, because when the offense is failing or not picking up first downs on a consistent basis, I mean, we could think as the quarterback's fault, but like if the receivers aren't getting open or aren't running the right routes or aren't on the same page, like there's a lot of things that go into it. So when I talk about the passing offense, a lot of it kind of falls on Brett Rippon, but that might not be fair a lot of time.
The other quarterback is a guy I'm looking forward to see. That is the grad transfer from Kansas, Montel Cozart. And I think looking at him, I think one of the things that hurt Boise State's Wildcat last year was when it was McNichols or whoever took it, Spurbeck a little. There wasn't really that threat to throw. And I think if you get him in there running the Wildcat, maybe get him inside the 20, I think you're going to have a guy that really is a dual-threat quarterback, and this is what Hill had to say about Cozart.
Montel has been awesome. You know, he is a great fit. Him and Brett work really well together, and he gives us a little bit different, you know, vibe in the room, but also on the field. And he's got a great energy to him. The guys are drawn to him, and, you know, even though he's been here for a short period of time, he's taken on even a little bit of that leadership role. So it'll be fun watching him progress. And, you know, it's been fun working with him through this fall camp and just seeing his decision-making process. And, you know, obviously he can do some things athletically that we're excited about. And the thing that I'm most impressed with, though, is how he handles himself, how quickly he's learned the offense, and how well he fits with our guys.
I don't know about you. I want to see it to believe it with Cozart. Like, it seems like it's really hard to work in a second quarterback and have that be something that's extremely reliable. Like, we've heard the same thing about Tommy Stewart.
No.
But you think it's different. But we heard this.
I think it's a little different because I think Cozart is better.
Okay.
Better than Stewart. I think that, I mean, and mind you, I do not believe there's going to be two quarterbacks. In other words, alternating or series or whatever. I think they're going to spot play. This is me guessing. Spot play stuff. But I think that you've got a guy that started games in the Big 12. I know it was one of the bottom feeders in the Big 12, but he still spotted it. But maybe you bring him in for one play here and there. And a lot of times I don't like seeing your quarterback get out of the rhythm. But if you're going to take him out of the play and, you know, move him at wide receiver or something, or bring in McNichols and just take him out, I don't know. I just think it gives you so many more options at that position than it would before.
See, this is kind of where I disagree, is that – hey, any play where Rippon isn't the quarterback, I feel like isn't you're maximizing your best personnel, right? Because if Rippon's your best option at quarterback, like, why would you want, and especially if he's all Mountain West caliber, like mm-hmm. we think he is, then a play where he's not the quarterback on offense, I don't know, I just don't like it as much. And number two, if the play, like, I think of the Wildcat as a running formation, as a running thing, where the reason you're doing it is you bring in the numbers game. You have an extra blocker in there for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. And who's your best runner? Is it Cozart? Or is it one of the other many running backs that
Well, but sometimes you're running the ball when you're taking it under center. You're not giving the ball to somebody 7 yards deep. You get a different look when you're running the ball that close to the line of scrimmage.
Okay, I mean,
we'll see. I mean, we're talking about something that we've never even seen in a practice.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's hard for me to visualize, like, all right, how many times are we going to try to take Rippon off from being the quarterback?
I mean, it might be two or three
option.
Times a game.
If it's two or three times a game, I would be surprised. Like, if it's that much.
You think
much,
it's going to be more?
No.
Or less?
I would think, if it's, I would pick less. If it's two or three times a game, that's used significantly.